Welcome back. The Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater are busy, busy putting their summer programs together on Friday nights up at the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater. They've had, let's see, four already and more to come. So Sarah Callard from the Friends is here. Tell us, how's it been going and what's coming up? Good to see you, Sarah.
Good to see you, Joe. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Happy summer.
Yes, it's been a hot one.
Indeed.
Very hot. Yeah. But I just have to say that something about the magic of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater, when you're up there in the evening, don't be deterred by the heat, because you get up there and there's just this lovely breeze.
Yes.
It's mostly in shade due to those lovely old trees. Yep. and it's set down into the ground, and there's the water. And so we often just kind of joke about
you
that.
You marvel about
it's like
it.
You could be sweltering hot in your house and you come out to the show and you're just like, oh, this is wonderful.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit elevated, so you've got that going. There is always a breeze up there regardless.
Yeah, we're very lucky.
If you're not, running around being super physical, you're going to be very comfortable, actually.
Right.
To have a nice summer evening out.
Yeah, and it's good for the musicians. They're not in the sun is not usually
blazing
beating
sun.
Down on them.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. No, it's true. And if folks haven't been up there lately, like in the past 9-10 months or so,
right.
It's a completely different atmosphere. The yeah. whole pageant field experience
it's
is
gorgeous.
Different.
Yeah. I love going there.
Yeah. How about the amphitheater itself? Has that also seen some improvements?
Well, I just got out of a meeting with Dave Murphy, actually, in our architectural volunteer team. And we're excited to be working, with him on that community preservation fund, which came through for the city for $100,000. So we have a number of priorities that, we're looking at there that will really give the amphitheater the much needed TLC that it needs.
Yeah.
I probably notice these things more than other people.
Probably, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But, if you look at the wall, it's been patchworked in over the years with different mortars and different colors. So, and so it has a little bit of algae growing. I mean, after 40 years, what do you expect?
we all have a little bit growing on us after 40 years.
Exactly.
So a little cleanup it needs.
So there's going to be some cleanup and also some work towards the accessibility.
Yeah, that's a big concern. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have some new additions to our volunteer architectural team.
Excellent.
Kenneth Lewandowski joined us, and he's just a very talented, experienced architect. So he's working with Michelle Lederer and Bruce Callard, two other very talented architects, and they're just looking at some schematic options that can be considered when we get there.
For accessibility,
yeah. For ramps that would be tastefully done, that would be not that would go with the landscape, would incorporate the nature, would avoid the trees if possible.
Yes.
At all costs.
Yeah.
Because those trees up there are old and lovely, and it's part of the vibe.
Sure.
We've struggled with this problem for quite some time, just because we don't want to do anything that's going to destroy, the beauty.
Yep, I understand. The top tier of the amphitheater is accessible.
It
right?
is. Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
You do have that going.
And
for
often,
right now.
I mean, most people actually consider that the best seat in the house is right at the top. That's where Break Rock is set up. Our partners, Break Rock Brewery. Mm-hmm. We're always so grateful for them. So they're set up there, and also we usually have Black's Creek Barbecue. They're fabulous. Sometimes we have some other food vendors as
nice.
Well. And
yeah.
So they're all at the top, and people love to sort of congregate up there while watching the show. But, I love sitting down in the theater myself,
right.
because the acoustics are just phenomenal.
It's an amphitheater, right? That's what it was designed to do, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
And it's an intimate experience with the performer, the closer you
it
are.
It is,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, really, from the front row to the stage is 10 feet.
Right,
So, yeah, so you're right there.
Yeah, so I am excited for us to get accessibility down to
right.
the stage.
Yep.
And
it'll be a different experience for those folks.
Yeah, people, some folks in wheelchairs or otherwise with a walker or whatever can sit. You can even sit in the front area.
Yep.
That's what I'm envisioning, is get them right down front,
Absolutely. Yeah.
They did that at Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado, and it's wonderful.
It may also open up opportunities for disabled performers.
Exactly.
As well.
Exactly. You want to have that full access for all.
Sure.
And also, you know, the bands, it's good for them. They don't have to navigate the terrain.
The steps, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So you had a kickoff on June 28th, actually, for the Neil Vitullo Band. Then it was Divas with a Twist, Ladies of Blues and Soul, the Athalia Theater Troupe, right?
Yes,
with
yes.
the abridged Shakespeare performance.
Yeah.
And tonight, it's the big one.
Yes.
One of the big ones.
Yep, Studio 2 Beatles. We're so excited.
Yeah.
So last year, if you missed them last year, come on out tonight because they were, I mean, one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Wow, really?
So really, it is worth coming out to see them. They are just amazing. And everybody says that. I mean, they're the number one Beatles tribute band in New England. And
wow.
there are a lot of Beatles tribute bands. So that says something. And they're also the number one tribute band in general in New Hampshire, which is their hometown.
Oh, wow.
So they are... You know, Berkeley-trained guys,
okay.
as so many of our performers are.
Yes,
I've gained a tremendous respect for Berklee School of Music because so many, I mean, they just, the people that come out of there, like Matt Jensen from the Combo Sombroso Latin and Reggae Band, he teaches at Berklee,
wow.
I just discovered.
Wow.
And my God, he was amazing.
Really, really. So really high yeah. caliber of folks that are performing
yes.
for free.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they are not performing for free, but it is free to the...
for the general public.
Yes.
Yes, right. No, I understand you
yes.
being supported by grants to bring these folks in.
We are. We are being... Yeah. We really appreciate the city's support.
Yes, yeah.
They have had to make some budget cuts, as everybody knows, you know, due to, you know, circumstances.
Yeah.
Some kind of... kind of hit me a little bit suddenly because
right?
it's midstream. Well, you know, we've already programmed and to find out that some of those funds are being cut, it's difficult.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, the show must go on and it must go on well.
Right.
And
right.
so we're, you know, we're going full steam ahead and we'll just, but we're seeking sponsorships. If anyone's interested in a sponsorship, I'm out, you know, seeking
okay.
those for, this season and next.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Yeah. And for our movie nights.
And for your movie nights, too, right? And,
right.
of course,
so,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yep.
Yeah, the movie nights is part of what was, unfortunately, you know, cut.
That's too bad.
So,
yeah.
But really, I think that we can pull it off if,
oh.
you know, at least one or two movie nights, if we can get, you know, a sponsorship or some donations. So please,
okay.
if you're interested, if you have, you know, a company that's interested in giving us a donation and would like some promotion in mm-hmm. exchange for that, you can visit our website, friendsofrga.org.
Okay.
And there's a donation button there.
Okay.
And you can also just reach out to me at info@friendsofrga.org.
Okay.
And that's the email that I'll respond to.
Okay. When are the movie nights, Sarah? When are those scheduled?
Those were tentatively scheduled on Saturday nights in August.
Okay.
And as I said, we were looking at four nights, but it would definitely be more like two nights
okay.
that I'm hoping we can pull off.
Okay.
So if we can, get some wonderful people out there to donate or sponsor,
yeah.
we could pull that off.
How much would it cost, do you think?
Well, it depends on how you do it. Last year, we went to a vendor that comes in, brings the movie screen. I mean, the beauty of that is that they run the whole thing,
yes.
and it's just perfect.
Yep.
If you go that route, it is, you know, approximately like $800
okay.
for a night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you there are other options, which is you buy the equipment yourself.
I
it's
see.
Actually a less costly, you know, in the long run, much
right.
less costly. It's actually not that expensive.
Right, but you'll need folks
but
to run it, right?
We need
yeah.
some volunteers. And the city has very nicely said that they will support us. And they're great. I mean, I can't say enough about the Parks and Recreation team.
That's
I
good.
Mean, they're just great. Paul Daugherty's been wonderful to work with. Dave Murphy's been wonderful to work with. And their team of their staff
mm-hmm.
are really just like... terrific.
Top
I mean,
notch.
They show up
That's
to
great.
All these events and they help musicians carry gear and they, you know,
wow.
they clean
okay.
up and
yeah.
they, so we're very grateful. But we are just kind of hoping that we can get better funding in the
sure.
next year for the get back to where we were.
Yeah.
Because right now we're looking at $4,000 less than
okay.
last year's. If we can get back to where we were, that will be fabulous.
Okay. Well, put it out there and see what comes back.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah, yeah.
But the scheduled performances are still on, right?
Oh, absolutely.
The Friday nights?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So I mentioned the Beatles tonight, Studio 2.
Yeah.
And by the way, that from last year's performance is the number one watched video on our YouTube channel.
That's incredible.
Like by thousands.
That's incredible.
by far.
Wow.
The most. Yeah.
And you know that that video. I have a clip of that video on our website. It was actually taken by Helene Sanssouci, who is one of our earliest volunteers and really a marketing guru. But she she took this video when it was the lights were down and all the candles were lit and they had the lighting from our sound guy, Austin Sound, Jim. And she just went around in a circle and it captured everybody singing along with the band and this wonderful lighting. And it was just like, oh my gosh, it gives me chills.
Well, it's funny. It's so funny. The Beatles music transcends generations.
It does. You know, it does.
Today's teenagers love it as much as you and I do.
Yeah, you know? it's vintage, classic. Yeah.
It's just good music. It's just good music.
Yeah.
The 9th is the Fat City Band,
the
Dandy Gallagher Band on the 16th, and then Jesse Ahern on the 23rd.
Yes, and I mean, those are all like incredible. Oh, I have it right here. I can see. That's so nice.
We've got you covered.
So we are super excited for all of those. And we don't want to forget also that right after Fat City on the 11th is our Friends Rock Music Festival.
Yes.
That's on a Sunday.
Yes, this is a big deal.
So it is. That is a big deal. And so are these other upcoming performers.
Mm-hmm. But you see there on the 11th, from 2 to 8 p.m., so this is an all-day music festival that'll be taking place, right?
Yes.
Did you do this last year, too?
No.
No, okay, this is something new, yeah.
Yeah, and while I just wanted to say, you know, about Fat City Band, that is going to be a real wonderful show as well.
All right.
I'll just get back to you on the music festival, because I have a lot to say about that, but the Fat City Band, I just brought up my notes on them. So Kevin Coughlin is going to be the MC for the night.
Former Ward 3 counselor.
Yes. And he's been a great support. And but Fat City was recently inducted into the New England Music Hall of Fame.
Wow.
So they're a highly respected, nationally recognized blues band, and they never disappoint. So they perform blues, roadhouse rock, jazz, and New Orleans-style R&B. So those who like, for example, you know, the blues bands that we've had, like Room Full of Blues and, you know, Racky Thomas and some of them, you're going to really love Fat City.
Okay. All right. And again, that's a week from tonight on the 9th.
Yeah.
And then that Sunday actually is the
And that Sunday the is the music festival.
Yeah, okay.
So the Friends Rock Music Festival is big because this is something that essentially, because we're getting in demand now for as a venue, which is wonderful, because people are just like, oh, wow, a lot of the musicians who play there are just like, this is great.
That's the ideal situation. They reach out to you, right?
Yes, yes. So that's happening. And that was happening, you know, this season. And so it was in some ways easier to book, in some ways harder, because you have to be more selective.
Well,
you have to be like, you know.
We don't have room. I'm sorry, you know. Yeah, you hate to turn people away, but right.
But you always have to think of the best for the community and for the amphitheater. You can't, you know, you have to. And so what ended up happening is that we didn't have enough room in there for the community bands, the local bands, the local music scene that I really wanted to include. And things got booked up so quickly. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't forget about these guys, you know. So that's why the Friends Rock Music Festival, that's where that was born.
Ah.
I was like, what if we did this? We could
just
feature
do a
all of
day-long
these
festival. Yeah.
So
there's 12 different performers.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's going to be actually technically, I think, 11, because one of them did have a family emergency situation.
Okay. Still.
So we have, we have 11 bands. It's going to run from 2 to 8:30, where now we've revised it to 8:30 because
Nonstop?
Well, yeah, five-minute transitions in between.
Wow.
It's all going to be on the amphitheater stage.
Yeah.
I just sent out a huge email of all the logistics last night for that. But it's, you know, I'm excited for it. I mean, we have Monk Duane, who is a two-time R&B New England Music Award winner, headlining. And also headlining, I kind of consider our two headliners, Monk Duane and The Freight. So I think a lot of viewers will be familiar with The Freight as well as Monk Duane. The Freight are just a very popular local band.
Is that right?
Big following, yeah, and just really, they're doing amazing stuff. So, and Monk Duane is also being nominated for Songwriter of the Year this year as well.
Wow.
He does a lot of songwriting, and does songwriting in the film industry as well, which is quite impressive.
Yes.
And these are, you know, our local people that we want to support, and that's what I really love about this festival, is that unlike some of the other bigger festivals that have come into town, you know, we've heard complaints like, oh, I can't even afford it, I can't get a ticket, it's too expensive, you know? This is accessible, it's like, it's, and that's important in a community. It's kind of like arts has to be fostered from the ground up. It has to be nurtured like a plant, you know?
Right.
And so some of those kids that are sitting there in the audience watching, you know, these bands are someday gonna be, you know, on the stage.
Right in their own hometown, if they're from Quincy.
Right.
Exactly, yeah. And that was the vision for the amphitheater, you know, back in 1984, right?
Yeah.
And Ruth Gordon herself would advocate for that, I'm sure.
Yes. And, you know, Mayor Joe Lurie, that was his vision was, you know, of those kind of community, everyone brings a lawn chair and everyone comes together and it's like a free community thing. And then, and then my father helped to provide the vision of like the where, you know, the physical manifestation
the
design
of that.
As more of a, you know, is also like encompassing that theater aspect, which we saw with the play. I mean, so many people were like, oh, we love that we're seeing a play here, too.
Yeah,
it's not just all like music shows, but it's also, you know, being used as a theater.
How amphitheaters were originally used, in the era of Shakespeare,
And
live theater,
And director Ann Danby, who was on your show with me last time. I mean, she's like amazing, just amazingly smart, creative person that I'm so grateful for. So she did a great job.
And I don't know of any other venues like that with, you know, live theater, outdoor live theater in our area.
I know
there are some in the western part of the state, but here, not so much. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And there are so many people reached out and said, oh, we have a Shakespeare in the Park thing here in Minnesota that we absolutely love.
Right.
We're sort of striving for that. So,
So
this year we did the Complete Works of Shakespeare abridged, which was, really, really
three
wonderful.
Performances actually.
Three performances.
Yeah, that's a lot
that
of work.
A lot. Yeah. So I think we got, you know, all together somewhere around like 400 people.
That's excellent.
And that's good because when you look at like small community theaters, what they hold and their capacity, I mean that pretty much that's right up there
that's
with the numbers when you add it all up. So, so it's great. It was just wonderful. The cast were hysterically funny.
Yeah.
And
some of them I know with Broadway connections too. It was top quality talent.
Top quality talent. So we're very grateful to them. They did an amazing, fabulous job.
Yes. So so August 23rd is the final performance.
So Jesse Ahern. Yep. Yeah, we're so excited about Jesse coming. In fact, I saw an article, a really impressive article written about Jesse Ahern.
We got about a minute left, but
Sorry.
That's okay.
Anyway, he's just returned from his solo tour of Europe.
Wow!
And before that was opening for the Dropkick Murphys all across Europe.
Oh wow!
So this guy is a big talent, and you don't want to miss this.
Wow! I'm sure you're thinking ahead to next year already.
Right.
So if folks have thoughts or suggestions, right on your website is a good place to go.
Yes.
Social media too.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much,
Joe. It's so great to talk to you, Sarah.
Thank you. And it's great to talk to you. Thanks for the opportunity.
It's our pleasure
spread
to
the word.
Put a spotlight. Folks should stay tuned to QATV throughout the summer because we've been able to tape a lot of the performances, including tonight's.
Yes.
And you'll see it on our channel and on our social media throughout the summertime as well.
And that's so awesome for accessibility as well.
Yes.
So those who can't make the show can see it at home.
Right. We're happy to do it.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Thank